So now let's look at the deadlines. This is a change. So the offering party, which is obviously typically going to be your plaintiff, that is trying to, provide an affidavit instead of calling a doctor live to trial to testify, is going to have to serve the copy of the affidavit on the other party by the earlier of. Now, I'm going to stop right here and tell you, I know in presentations you're not supposed to just read off the screen, but this is statutory language that I'm going to have to do that because it is important, and I want you to look. This is the exact language that is being changed, and this is the language that is being inserted into the statute. So, one, by the earlier of 90 days after the date the defendant files an answer, the date the offering party must designate any expert witness under a court order, or the date the offering party must designate any expert witness as required by the TRCP. So basically, we've got two deadlines here. Either the earlier of 90 days or your expert witness deadline, depending on if that's controlled by court order just the rules. Now, they do provide an if. If services are provided for the first time by a provider after the date the defendant files an answer, the party offering the affidavit for services provided by that provider must serve a copy of the affidavit on the other party by the earlier of. Again, we're looking at expert deadlines. There's two, but again, that's court order or TRCP, basically expert deadlines. Now, what are we going to do with the controverting affidavit? So now these deadlines have changed. The controverting party must serve a copy of the counter affidavit on party by the earlier of 120 days after the date the defendant files an answer, the date the party offering the counter affidavit must designate any expert witness under a court order or the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. So here we're looking at the earlier of 120 days or your expert designation deadline. So what is that doing? The 30 days is no longer there, okay? Used to be you get the affidavit, you have 30 days to controvert. Now we're just looking at those two deadlines. But to me, I know my paralegal is going to come to me and go, when do I calendar this? And, you know, I'm going to have to sit down and think about it pretty hard. I don't know that I know the answer off the top of my head right now. So now we look at if we're going back to the situation that we're dealing with somebody that treats after the answer was filed. If the party offering the affidavit in evidence serves a copy of the affidavit 90 days after the date the defendant files an answer, the party offering the counter affidavit must serve the counter affidavit by the later of 30 days after service of the affidavit on the party offering the counter affidavit in evidence, the date the party offering the counter affidavit must designate an expert witness. What? So are we going back to the 30 days? If continuing services are involved. So let's say that we have an affidavit and now we're past the 90 days, we're past the expert designation deadline, we've got to provide something for continuing services. Now, if continuing services are provided after a relevant deadline, a party may supplement an affidavit served by the party on or before the 60th day before the date the trial commences, and a party that served a counter affidavit may supplement the counter affidavit on or before the 30th day before the date trial commences. So what does this mean? I want to point out one thing that is important, and I think what I am going to try to abide by, and I hope, because I think this is confusing, not just to defendants, but to plaintiffs as well. So my plan is going to be, if I get into a case and we start dealing with affidavits, I'm going to call the other side and say, hey, can we get a Rule 11 on this? Let's figure this out so we're all on the same page. I don't feel that anybody with this whole system is trying to get the other party. I mean, again, go back. If you have trouble with the other side, remember what I said. What is this all for? Okay, go back to the reason why these even exist in the first place. It's just to avoid having, it is cost, but it's judicial economy. I mean, if you have to go to trial, one, you're not having to pay that expert, but two, shorten the trial. I mean, that's something that jury doesn't want to sit there and listen to, and that's both sides. You know, let's let the jury deal with the substance of the case. So that's going to be my plan. I had to talk to a couple people in my firm because I did not really know why. And I guess I had never dealt with a situation where, and, you know, if this is your style, you know, that is what it is. Apparently, some petitions were coming in and being filed with the affidavits with the petition. So then, as the defendants, we're having to answer and get everything going, and at the same time immediately getting doctors to deal with it. And so that, I guess, is what maybe they were trying to deal with here. I've never had that situation, but some people in my firm had to deal with that. And I understand that that would be difficult. You're trying to investigate your case and figure out what's going on. And you got that 30 days to just jump off the gun, go get the approval to get an expert to controvert if you want to, and then do that. So, you know, for that extent of pushing it back a little bit, I get that. But other than that, I just think it causes some confusion.